This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
More importantly, we've got the lovely Caroline Knox is in this morning. And she's dragged herself in from her sick bed.
It's not that bad. I'm okay. <You're> Thank you.
Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning, Kelvin.
Now, you've been abroad, haven't you?
I brought back a little something special from Denmark and a little sore throat, but had a really nice time in Copenhagen with some lovely
Copenhagen's
people.
Copenhagen's a lovely city.
Yeah, we had a
Did you go to the Tivoli Gardens?
Maybe. I don't know. my lovely tour guides who may be listening took us to all sorts of places by bike. And we had a really, really lovely time with Catherine, Alex, Toby and Sophie.
The Danes know how the Danes know how to party, don't they?
Well, we were curtailed by children, but we did our very best.
Yes, yes.
They have lovely food markets. I was in Seventh Heaven.
There's some superb food. I'm not so fond of some of the things they do with fish, but...
We managed to avoid all fish, but we ate quite a lot of local Danish cheese, which I didn't object to at all.
No, that's fine. And they do some very nice beer, too, in Denmark.
I didn't have any beer, but I did drink a lot of fruit, like vegetable smoothies. And
you've been terribly healthy.
Oh, so super. I'm not the cheese so much.
So there's a few people listening over there that might say you want to say hello to.
Yeah, Catherine and Alex and their children, Toby and Sophie, who we met in France and then gatecrashed them in Denmark out of the blue. And they were brilliant hosts. We stayed in Hans Christian Andersen's old apartment because they're living there for 6 months.
Wow.
We actually stayed in his old apartment. I was sleeping in his study.
Ah.
So it was amazing. Amazing. I loved it.
We'll have to get you to come in and give us a reading of a Hans Christian Andersen story.
Okay, pick carefully.
Pick carefully, yes. That nice Scottish accent of yours will add a little tinge to it, I think.
That's so, quite good.
But you're here to talk about food.
Of course. I mean, nobody really likes to mention Christmas, but we are pretty much past Bonfire Night today.
Yeah, tonight is Bonfire Night.
So,
and then,
we can start maybe talking about it, but I wanted to mention it a little bit early because all the local farm shops and businesses and butchers will be well into their preparations for their Christmas food display.
It was in my mind to ask you this when you're coming in today, because you've got to get your orders in, haven't you?
Well, you have to get everything in. You've planned the whole year to have your turkey ready or your ham ready, and you know, everything ready for the Christmas rush. So I think, you know, as they're thinking about it now, we're all thinking about Christmas and maybe planning where to start to get things, think local, you know. Go to the local suppliers and buy your turkey and your ham. I mean, buy your gin and your local beer and your cheese and your biscuits.
True.
I mean, all these things are made in the Isle of Wight now.
They are.
Let's have a local Isle of Wight Christmas to really benefit the local economy.
Yeah, I'm quite keen to get the gin guy in at some point.
Oh, yeah, there's some tasters. I don't mind popping along.
Yeah, I thought you might.
Not a problem.
But, yeah, there's loads of stuff you can get. And it is time now, if you're going to get your turkey from your local butcher or straight from your local farm, you need to tell them now, don't you?
Yeah, you have to put the order in. In fact, I actually must put my order in. So I usually do my turkey in one place, my ham somewhere else, my gin somewhere else, my cheese somewhere else, because where I do my Isle of Wight, which is perfect for making Christmas roast potatoes and maybe covering your turkey in for the extra crispy skin, your Isle of Wight rapeseed oil, which has recently been undergoing a rebrand, so looking out for the new rebranded product in your shops, because so many Isle of Wight businesses do buy my oil. I always try and make sure I do my shopping across lots of different businesses.
I've got a bottle of it in my hand, strangely enough. I know my wife might be listening. We've got a bottle of rapeseed oil, extra virgin rapeseed oil, so that's the top quality stuff.
It's cold pressed, first press.
Okay, so it comes from those lovely, lovely yellow plants. They're very, very bright yellow, aren't they?
They are very bright yellow.
And very distinctive odour to them as
well. They do have a distinctive odour.
Yeah.
And they're blamed for a lot of hay fever, and it can be an issue, but they're a very visual thing when a lot of other subtle things are happening at the same time.
I know,
it's a blend of different pollens.
I know we're digressing slightly. What I like is sometimes a seed gets into the hedgerows, and you see the odd one popping up here and there.
Yeah, that can also be wild, a weed called couch, which looks the same. It's the same family.
Anyway, but so you recommend you can even cook your Christmas dinner using locally produced
oil.
That's the point we're trying to make.
Brilliant for roast potatoes.
Good, we'll get to try that. I've got half a litre of it here, so
should
be all right. Yeah.
Don't drink it all in one hit.
No, I wasn't going to. So, local turkeys, anywhere you'd recommend in particular? I mean, we don't have to go to those, but...
I wouldn't be able to recommend one of my favourite customers above any other of my favourite customers. And that, you know, everyone's supplying different things, and people are forming their own niches, so... But the farm shops will stop most things from lots of different suppliers, so just shop around. I mean, there's stuff across all parts of the island, turkeys and so on, so, you know, shop around, you'll get things over at Mottiston from the Carders, and then the Brown Rigs have a lot of turkeys, and then you've got the butchers as well.
Yeah, I was going to say the local butchers, thinking I've got PJ Thorne in Freshwater, which is the one I know down. Okay. And then there's another local one around the corner from us here.
There's Hamilton's.
There's Hamilton's, of course, who advertise with us.
Yeah.
So go to your local, if you don't want to go to the farm shop, I don't know which one to go to, go to your local butchers, well, who'll be able to advise you.
You can't really, I mean, the farm shops are amazing. Biddlesford's, Brown Rigs, the Garlic Farm, Farmer Jack's, yeah. And then the Farmer's Markets. If I'm missing anybody out here, I'm really sorry, but there's just,
yeah,
they're everywhere, and they're really, really positive.
Ride Farmer's Market is on every Saturday morning.
And Newport on a Friday.
So you know, go down to there, and yes, it's a Farmer's Market. There will be stalls of other stuff, but it's the Farmer's Market is where you can go and buy your locally produced stuff.
Yeah, it is.
And so we've got all the ingredients there. Do we do sprouts on the island?
Well, we talk about seasonality, because I went into my NFU seasonal produce webpage before I came. And yeah, sprouts, there are sprouts on the island. Not so many, but you'll get some certainly in some places.
Right.
But you know, seasonality, we've got our sprouts ready for Christmas. And we've been spoiled by the pumpkins, haven't we?
The pumpkins are enormous.
And they're just stunning as well. They've been stunning in the fields, and it's just been great to see them.
That hugely bright orange colour. They had that record-breaking one from Essex came down to the south, but there was I've seen people just stack these things outside their houses for Halloween.
Just beautiful, aren't they?
And some of them are 2 feet across.
I came back from my trip, and my neighbours had an absolutely enormous pumpkin with a massive grinning face staring at my door when I got back. I'm not sure what they meant. But you know, with pumpkins, butternut squash are very much in season, and what can't you do with butternut squash?
Well, soup comes to mind straight away.
Soup, and you can roast them.
Yep.
You know, you can actually slice them and put them into burgers and things as well. And just, okay. Put them in the toaster and toast slices. I don't know if that's true or not.
But certainly for a vegetarian, that's an option for a burger.
Yeah, and pumpkins and parsnips and so on. We've got all the pears and the apples.
Oh, yes, of course, they're now ready for us, aren't they? Yes.
Brassicas, we've got the purple sprouting broccoli, cabbages, red cabbage, turnips, and so on. And then even, I mean, it's pointing out on this website, you can still buy British soft fruit. Maybe not so much locally, but nationally, there is still British soft fruit being produced in an artificially warmed environment, some sort of specialist market. Mm. So, yeah, loads of things on the go.
We can get stuff, all that we want. Okay, so we've got all the ingredients there, including the cooking oil, which is oil of white. I'll just say it one more time, oil of white. we've got that ready for you. What about the puddings? Have we got Christmas puddings, do we know, available on the island, or the ingredients for them, or stuff like that?
There are definitely people who make bespoke Christmas puddings on the island. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I've been into various businesses that sell locally produced Christmas puddings and Christmas cakes. I mean, there are some amazing bakers on the island.
There are,
so,
indeed.
Yeah. I mean, really. I had to supply one of them with my oil, actually, to make loads of breads and things.
Mm.
And they used to drop me off a fudge brownie every time they picked up the oil.
Oh, bribery.
And I had to say to them, please don't do that, because I'm only going to eat it. It's not going to go one way. I have to plan these treats carefully.
So you're saying, and I think you're absolutely 100% right, you can have a completely local Christmas dinner.
Absolutely,
and pudding,
totally.
And a drink to go with it. We've got beers, wines and spirits you can go with it.
And not, I mean, you can buy Isle of Wight beers, wines and spirits, and then some of the local businesses stock mainland kind of bespoke, interesting.
Yes,
I mean, who doesn't what do you get the person that has everything? You get them food because they eat it.
Yeah.
So, you know, hampers, put together a hamper for people. There's lots of these businesses are also doing hampers of local produce to be or you can just start design your own. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, sounds excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So turkeys from your local butcher or your local farm shop, pretty much everything. Ham from your local farm shop.
Chipolata sausages, bacon to wrap in the sausages.
Yes.
You know, you can do it all on the island.
You can indeed. Local bacon, local meats of all kinds, local produce, even local flour to bake your bread.
And then you can feel really magnanimous when you're having your Christmas dinner.
And you can think, I've eaten too much, but I've supported the whole Isle of Wight by eating too much.
Eat in the calories in the Isle of Wight and walk them off in the beautiful Isle of Wight scenery.
Absolutely. See, it's all self-contained.
Self-contained.
Right, I know you've got to get away in a little while, but anything else you want to say to your listeners overseas?
No. Overseas? Well, have a nice time in Amsterdam. I hope you get to the Anne Frank Museum. Hope you eventually get into it. They're visiting Amsterdam. So fingers crossed they get in.
Is it a long queue?
They couldn't get tickets. It's a big drama. So I think Alex is going to wait in the queue while the children and mum go elsewhere.
Amsterdam. I just want to think... Oh, yeah, they like their chips and stuff in Holland, don't they?
Yeah, and bagels. I always remember bagels. Food.
It's all about food with you.
Oh, I know, it's all about the eating.
Yes, well, you can eat Isle of Wight for Christmas, cook Isle of Wight for Christmas, and drink Isle of Wight for Christmas. Yep. Thank you, Caroline. We're going to take a bit of Ace of Base and then a break.
www.vectisradio.com.